October 18th, Blessed Balthazar of Chiavari, Confessor, First Order. This saintly man was a descendant of an ancient noble family. He spent his years on earth in unsullied purity. As a Franciscan, he was professor of theology and then provincial of the order. He distinguished himself in all the virtues of a good religious, practiced the greatest personal severities, fasted much, and considered it a real pleasure to be accounted the last among his brethren. After he had completed his term of office, he withdrew to the convent at Binasco. There he devoted himself entirely to the contemplation of heavenly things and to the salvation of immortal souls. He labored untiringly in the pulpit and in the confessional. God sent him very painful diseases. One day, however, he was favored with a visit of the Blessed Mother of God, who greatly strengthened and consoled him. When he was 73 years old, he was summoned by Brother Death to enter into eternal rest. He died in the year 1490. His persevering fidelity to the rule and his indefatigable zeal for souls merited for him eternal happiness. Pope Pius XI approved the veneration paid to Blessed Balthazar from the time of his death. Laboring for souls. We can labor for souls by our words. Blessed Balthazar did so, both in the pulpit and in the confessional. He followed the admonition of the Apostle of the Gentiles. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, entreat, rebuke in all patience and doctrine. 2 Timothy 4:2. A kind word will always find a place to rest. We should encourage and warn others, not in a meddling manner, but rather with loving consideration and tact. How much good you could promote, how much evil you could prevent, if you had the courage to say the right word at the right time. We can labor for souls by our good example. While Balthazar was a superior in the order, he set a good example to his subjects. Words stir people, but example carries them away, says a Latin proverb. Hence, St. Paul says to Timothy, be an example to the faithful in word and conversation. 1 Timothy 4:12. Can you say to all your fellow men, do as I do? If you can, then your words will also have a force that cannot be resisted. Live so that everybody can take your conduct as his rule of life. We can labor for souls by our charity. The charity with which Blessed Balthazar served everybody virtually forced his fellow men to follow in his footsteps. Remember, therefore, the words of the Apostle, above all things, have charity. Colossians 3:14. Diffuse the sweet odor of charity about you, now with a kind word, another time with a good deed, and aim to become an apostle of the religion of charity by your kindness. Severity repels, charity attracts. Prayer of the Church. O Almighty God, who didst appoint thy blessed confessor, Balthazar, to serve thee worthily both in the pulpit and in the confessional, mercifully hear our prayers and grant us, through his merits and intercession, the grace to labor incessantly for the salvation of souls and produce worthy acts of virtue through Christ our Lord. Blessed Balthazar of Chiavari. Pray for us.
Thank you.